side. Beale City still overloading the box, wanting Lakers to beat them through the air.
Wing to the right as well as a man in motion to the right. Dustin Cady rolls to his right, looking to pass. He lets this one fly. It is caught into the hands of Wisner. He's still going at the 30-yard line and finally brought down at the 36-yard line. From the 23 to the 36 is a 13-yard catch and carry for the freshman, Brennan Wisner. And it's going to bring a new set of downs for the Lakers. Finally tackled by number 9, Tucker Gross, the quarterback on offense. And Mr. Do-It-All on defense finally stops that good and beautiful pass from Cady to Wisner.
A design rollout to Dustin Cady's right-hand side, the far side of your radio. And he picked a spot in the soft spot of the zone, and a great throw and catch from Cady to Wisner.
Cady now in the pistol, hands it off to Diaz Reyes as he gets across the line of scrimmage. And there's a fumble. The ball is loose, and Lakers picks it up, and it's loose again. And it appears that Beale City has it just beyond the original line of scrimmage. And it is blue in white ball at the 37-yard line. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes loses the fumble, gets it popped out right away. And it appears that number 58, Nash Reeves, brings in the fumble recovery and gives Beale City great field position on their first drive. What Lakers was looking for.
No, terrible start now for Lakers. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes puts the ball on the turf, not on the ball, gets loose. A good ball, looked like he recovered it, but instead of diving on it, he tried to pick it up and scoop it, and just like that, turnover, and already the yellow flag starting here on first down for Beale City.
And it's going to be an offsides against Lakers.
Now keep in mind, when we seen Clark Beale City 2 years ago, the team as a whole comes to the line of scrimmage, they stop all motion, and then they drop down into formation. Lakers already jumped at that motion as they set down their whole team, and a quick 5 yards added on for Beale City.
So now from the 32-yard line of Laker territory, left to right across your radio, first and 5, and now they set down, and here they go. It's a handoff to the right gap, and Lakers smothers them at the 30-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2, and number 20, or excuse me, Terrence Boobs had the stop.
Yeah, Austin McCabe not far away there.
And it appears the ball carrier in that one, we're having difficulty seeing the numbers here. Number 22, Luke Farrell,
must
perhaps.
Luke,
yeah,
Farrell.
Luke Farrell. With a 2-yard gain at the 30-yard line.
Similar formation as Lakers running. A running back on each side and one deep. They hand it to the left-hand side. Running to the right, no gain. Lakers ready for it.
So a 2-yard gain there for Farrell, and it brings up second down. It's a handoff to the same man. He's all the way down to the 26-yard line. That's number 22. He's a big body, 5'10", 185 pounds, and runs like a senior because he is a senior, and it gets enough for a first down, down to the 26.
Beale City spreading it out a little bit there, seeing if they can't take away some of them bodies of Lakers in the middle. Put a receiver on each side of the field with two running backs in the backfield, and basically the same play, just less guys around the line of scrimmage, and a nice gain giving Beale City a fresh set of downs.
Tackled by James Stewart for the Lakers. First and 10 from the 26, working off the right hash, left, right across your radio in the straight T. Back to pass, he flies down to the 10-yard line. He's caught and stopped by Brennan Wisner at the 5-yard line. A nice, beautiful pass from the quarterback, number 9, Tucker Gross. And I apologize if we cannot see the numbers here. It is white on gray for Beale City's jerseys here. It looks like it's into the hands of number 85,
Brad Moore. Right, that's what I think it is.
6'1", 165-pound junior for Beale City. So 8 minutes left here in
design
first and goal.
Takes it back in that zone, off of, so to speak, and they found a gap right in the middle of the hole. Brad Moore with an easy throw and catch.
They go in the wing offense here, a man on each side, and they hand it off to number 22, Farrell, and he dives into the end zone for the 5-yard gain. It's now Beale City on the board first. Beale City 6, Lakers nothing.
Yep, and again, back to the wing T offense. Beale City scores easily with backers running all over the place. I know we looked at it a couple times before we noticed Farrell dive into the end zone almost untouched from 5 yards as he runs that wing T. He's the left-hand backer on that play and runs right up the heart of the defense. Lakers, after that pass, got behind them, really spread out there, not protecting against the run.
7:41 on the clock, and they're going to bring out the kick team here. And the kick is barely through the uprights, and it is good. So it's now Beale City 7, Lakers nothing on the WLW Sports Network set up due to a turnover on the 37-yard line. You're tuned to WLW Sports.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
A mere minute and 42 seconds and 37 yards covered on five plays for the touchdown for Beale City. Sets up that first score, and Beale City is out here setting it up for the kick yet again. Number 55 doing the kicking duties. That's Brett Upton, a 5'9", 190-pound freshman doing the kicking duties. From his own 40-yard line, this one's a little bit shorter. And as going out of bounds, and it bounces out of bounds at the 22-yard line, that's going to be legal procedure on Beale City. So Lakers will get this ball at their own 30-yard line, right to left across your radio.
All right, and that's going to give Lakers a fresh chance here to get started in decent field position to get that offense going. Real quickly, they had things going. They had just gotten a first down on a nice pass play. And a couple solid runs that went for positive gains. We're moving the ball. Looked like they had a nice game plan scheduled. Let's see if they get back to doing what they were doing best, and that's running the ball with a little play action over the top.
We apologize if our broadcast is cutting out or skipping a little bit every so often. We appear to be in some sort of dead spot here on the corridor, the I-75 here. As the first handoff to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes breaks through his first tackle at the 37, finally brought down at the 43-yard line by number 9, Tucker Gross. And it's going to be an 8-yard gain out to the 38.
That's not who Beale City wants to be making tackles. He is going to play center field for them, the deep safety. And Mauricio Diaz-Reyes got up into the gap quickly where he had to make that tackle. You know, coaches always say, good coaches usually say, after a bad play, get it right back to him. He's more motivated than ever. Kind of like what the Tigers do with their bullpen, unfortunately. The result usually is a little different.
You mean the Tigers have a bullpen?
Well, they have what they call
Let's
a bullpen.
Let's hope not anymore. coming out in the pistol here, man in motion to the right, that's number 7. And it's going to be a carry to the 7, Dustin Cady with the keeper. He has the first down across midfield into Beale City territory to the 46-yard line. Finally stopped by Jacob Flogger, a 6-foot, 215-pound senior. A big run from the 38 down into the 46 of Beale City.
Yeah. Great run there by Dustin Cady, the quarterback. Tucker Gross also near that play again on that tackle. And again, not good for the Aggies if Tucker Gross is going to be in on a lot of plays. Again, a designed run by the quarterback to the right side. Both Dubes and Diaz, lead fullbacks, both pick up nice blocks setting Cady free.
16-yard carry. Sent too wide to the left. A little bit of a low snap, and Dustin Cady in the pistol has to jump on this one down on his knees at the 49-yard line. So this will be a loss of 3 yards. And bring up now a 2nd and 13 with 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. Beale City leads 7-0.
That's twice so far early in this first quarter. Center and Dustin Cady have not been on the same page. One's went over his head, now at one, he basically snapped into the turf. Not sure what the deal is there. This is the 9th game of the year. I would think that those types of mistakes would be gone by now. But let's see if Lakers can get back on page. Setting themselves back here 3 yards. 2nd and 13 coming from midfield.
2nd and 13 from the 49-yard line of Beale City. Dustin Cady in the pistol. Hands is actually going to keep it. Looking to pass. Stays in the pocket. Throws to his left into double coverage. And his intended receiver, number 83, Ian Snyder, gets tripped up in. Double coverage down to the
I love all my Lakers. The offense did a nice job giving the quarterback